Nolte, Chuck Todd, Meet the Press air deceptive McEnany clip after it's been debunked. By John Nolte on July 20, 2020. NBC's Meet the Press aired a deceptively edited and widely debunked clip of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on Sunday. This is the second time in 3 months the far-left current affairs show has deliberately taken a top White House official out of context using deceptive editing. The last time it was Attorney General Bill Barr. Back in May, Chuck Todd, the disgraced Meet the Press host, offered an on-air apology for clipping video of Barr that was deliberately meant to make him look smug. When asked how history will judge his decision to drop the charges against retired General Michael Flynn, Barr explained in detail why he did what he did, but opened his answer by explaining that history is written by the winners, so it largely depends on who's writing the history. That's all Meet the Press aired. The idea being to make it sound as though Barr was saying we won. We'll write the history. Ha ha. But what Barr meant was that he cannot answer the question of how history will look at his decision, he won't write that history. At the time, I did not believe Chuck Todd's apology for the Barr incident, and said so. His excuse was ludicrous, and over the last 4 years, his shameless biases, despicable McCarthyism, affection for conspiracy theories, and unstable hatred for President Trump have led a once prestigious current affairs show that I've appeared on down the toilet of just another hysterically dishonest, left-wing cable news hour. I also didn't buy Todd's apology because I knew Meet the Press would do this again and again and again before the November election. Unfortunately, there is no amount of deception and self-debasement the media are not willing to engage in to defeat Trump, and this is especially true for Todd and NBC News. And so, here they go again. During her Thursday White House briefing, McEnany accurately explained to the fake news media that the science is on the side of reopening our schools. In so many words, she said science should not stop the reopening of schools because science is firmly on the side of reopening the schools. Here's the full quote. The science should not stand in the way of this, but as Dr. Scott Atlas said, I thought this was a good quote, of course, we can do it. Everyone else in the Western world, our peer nations are doing it. We are the outlier here. The science is very clear on this. For example, you look at the JAMA pediatric study of 46 pediatric hospitals in North America that said the risk of critical illness from COVID is far less for children than the seasonal flu. The science is on our side here. We encourage localities and states to just simply follow the science. Open our schools. What happened next would only surprise those brand new to our planet. The corporate media, all of it, deliberately took McEnany out of context. You can see the full list of offenders here. It's a who's who of fake news outlets no one interested in being informed should ever pay any attention to. What each of these far-left outlets did, Tmall, The New York Times, Washington Post, NBC, CBS, The Daily Beast, etc., 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 was to deliberately deceive their viewers and readers with false headlines like this one. The White House press secretary says science should not stand in the way of reopening schools. In other words, although she said the exact opposite, and although all the science is on the side of reopening schools, the media made it look like McEnany said, Trump believes we should ignore the science and open the schools anyway. This breathtaking lie was quickly and widely debunked the next day. But a full 3 days later, three full days, because he's a shameless liar with no respect for facts, the integrity of the Meet the Press, or his own personal integrity, Todd went right ahead and took McEnany's science quote of context, not once, but twice. Here's the way Jonathan Turley explained it. As bad as the CNN incident was, it is not nearly as bad as Chuck Todd ignoring the controversy and the correction to repeatedly air the same misleading quote. NBC was fully aware that the clip was not just misleading but that it conveyed the opposite of what actually was stated in the press conference. Todd shows clip of people denying the need to wear masks and says that Trump is just ignoring the risks to push to open schools. He then shows the clip of McEnany that is edited to cut off her reference to scientific data, making it sound that she was saying that the science was not important. The clip was played a second time later in the show. Here's the video of Todd doing exactly what he promised would never happen again after the Barr incident. This is a mortal sin for Todd at NBC. This was no careless tweet, but an airing made long after the false account was flagged during the CNN controversy, Turley adds. Honestly, Why would anyone interested in not being serially lied to and deliberately misinformed watch Meet the Press? Even if you're a diehard leftist and Trump hater, don't you at the very least want to know the truth of what's going on? Getting your news from Chuck Todd is no better than getting your news from Alex Jones. But at least Jones, unlike Todd, doesn't hide behind the cowardly shield of objectivity.